things just got epic. It's New Year's in the Highlands. And right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast.
Podcast.
This feels kind of epic, but also kind of funeral-ish, which is, you know, pretty on brand for 2020, I would say.
It's like if Braveheart was the New Year, baby.
Yeah, it's like Mel Gibson is sitting beside me playing the bagpipes.
That
on New Year's
is a horrifying image.
I haven't seen Fat Man yet, have you?
No, but I imagined him dressed as the New Year's baby. Which is not, I mean, like, he's not great to begin with, and then you add a diaper and a sash to him.
Yeah.
And I'm really not feeling well about it, you know?
I tried to convince my wife to watch Fat Man, and not so keen. It was pretty funny. So didn't pan out. But here we are. It's New Year's on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. It's Bondo. It's Mark. It's Miriam. Hey, Miriam.
Hey.
What's happening? Happy New Year's.
Hey, you too.
You feeling these Highland vibes?
Totally.
Yeah, it's nice. It feels nice. It's an exciting time to celebrate a new year. This is a weird year. So it's nice to put it in the books, put it in the rearview mirror, as they say, and get on to 2021, which is going to be a hopeful year, a better year, a great year. I'm feeling good about 2021. We can still reflect and enjoy 2020. And I got to tell you, we are excited to bring in some of our friends today to say hello, to talk a little bit about 2020 and maybe some of our theme park New Year's resolutions. Let's see who we can reach out to. Let's see who's around. You know what I mean? I'm going to make a call. Hold on.
Who are you calling?
I'm going to call Samantha. Remember Samantha? She works, did the resorts. She's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to give her a shout. You know, random on New Year's. Let's see if we can just get Samantha.
Do you have our number?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so.
That's crazy.
Is she here? Samantha, you there?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hey, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
We found you. This is fantastic. Well, Happy New Year, Samantha. Thanks for joining us
happy
on the
New Year. Thank you.
Yeah.
2021.
It's 2021. Yeah, you missed our bagpipe Auld Lang Syne. It was pretty epic, but also a little serene. But you know, hey, 2020, right? Well, we're so happy.
Laying it to rest.
Yeah, right? Like, you know, one, two, skip a few, like Mark would say. Let's get this thing cooking. Mm-hmm. But you know what? 2020 was, for all that's happened in 2020, you know, there's been some positives too, right?
Yes.
We've had a nice time here on the podcast, and we've been able to meet some new friends like yourself.
Oh.
And so today we wanted to like reach out to some of our homies and just say, hey, what's your New Year's resolution in the theme parks for 2021? Yeah. Why don't we kick things off with you, Samantha? What are you feeling?
Yeah, so in the theme parks, my goal for this year is to finally visit Star Wars Land because I have yet to see it.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a great one. How have you not been to Star Wars Land yet?
You know, I did the Disney College program, so I was there for a lot. And then as soon as I left, I came back in like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hadn't been back since. It's been about 2.5 years now. So this year was going to be the big Disney trip to Star Wars Land, a deluxe resort, all the fixins, and it didn't happen because of COVID. So that's my goal for the upcoming year, see Star Wars Land, and I want to take more risks. I'm a comfort person. I always go for what I've always liked, so I know when I go back, I'm going to love it again. There's a lot of places I haven't been, like Sanaa in terms of restaurants.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So next time I go, I want to take more risks, more restaurants I haven't been to, maybe try a couple more exotic restaurants in Disney, less comfort, more risk. It's going to be my 2021.
I like this. Do you have like a bird or something? I'm hearing like a tweet.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's like a child. So
no, it's cool. Your bird has some New Year's resolutions too. Like poop less, you know, I don't know. That's great. I'm going to escape this year. It's going to happen. That's really cool. I mean, these are all great things to think about for 2021. I got to tell you, I love that you're open to eating some weird stuff this year. Eat some weird things. That goes a long way.
I learned anything from 2020, I'm a planner, and plans, no matter how much you plan them, do not always go according to plan. So 2021 is going to be the year of risks, and not in terms of health, not putting anyone in danger or myself, but risks.
That's awesome. What's your bird's name, first of all?
Kiwi.
Okay, what are you and Kiwi doing on New Year's, please?
He keeps saying hi, Keys. Yeah, he keeps doing it. Hi, Keys. He loves to be the center of attention. He belongs in the tiki room. I told him, no, it's too long of a trip. How are we going to work that out? He can't get on the plane by himself.
Yeah,
so we're just going to be home watching The Rock on New Year's Eve, which we haven't done in so long. We're usually out. My grandparents are here all the way from North Carolina.
Nice.
We're just quarantining together and hoping for a better 2021.
What a throwback, Dave. What some rockin' New Year's Eve. Like, yeah, it's been a while for, I think, everybody. I don't know. I don't know who's watching that, but maybe my grandparents. Well, let's have a rockin' New Year's Eve, you know?
I know. Well, that's cool.
Well, at least you're with the ones you love. You're in your secure bubble. Kiwi is there to sing you some tiki tunes.
Yes.
This sounds really nice. Well, Sam, I got to say, thank you so much for being a part of our 2020. It was so great to meet you. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was great. And we definitely want to hang out again with you, but we're going to make some more calls and see who else is out there that wants to to talk about New Year's resolutions. So we'll say see you in 2021.
See you in 2021. Kiwi says hello and goodbye. And have Bye, a Kiwi. Very happy holiday. Thank you so
olay,
much.
Olay, olay.
See you in 2021.
Yavolt, you're the great bird. What? What did I just say?
Oh my God. I don't know. That was like Transylvania.
I don't know. It always goes there.
It says night keys. Say night keys.
Night keys.
Night keys.
I want to hear it. Say night keys.
He's just staring like, is it my bedtime yet?
Right. Stage fright. Right. We'll put him on the spot.
He's
like my 5-year-old. Yeah. All right. See you, Samantha. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and happy holidays to you all.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let me see what I can call. I'm going to call Dustin. I'm going to call Dustin Foos.
Okay.
Dustin, let's see if he answers the phone. Is Dustin going to answer? You know, he's probably, he makes you wait, right? Yeah. I wonder if Dustin's going to answer. There he is, Dustin. Happy New Year. Look at this outfit. Yes.
That's the sweater.
That's the sweater. Is it on? Is it plugged in, the sweater?
No, the battery's died.
Dustin, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
happy
guys.
New Year.
Yeah, we did it. What a sensational year, right?
Yeah. I heard there was a party, so can I take my mask off or should I leave my masks on? I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? It was a good thing you asked. I'm okay with it, you know, since it's virtual and all. You might as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Go ahead. Get comfy, man. Get comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, look how long the hair is. This is long hair, don't care.
Yeah,
we're all rocking it.
Oh, it's amazing.
It looks good, dude. I rock it. Look at the locks I got going on.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, right? This is my New Year's jam right here. I'm going full Momoa with the hair. That's Jason
full
Momoa.
Momoa.
Yeah, man.
You wish.
What are you talking about? Even Miriam.
You wish you were full Momoa.
Listen, Miriam helped me pick this hairstyle. All right. She sent me a bunch of pictures. And the Jason Momoa one was the one that put me over. I was like,
see, instead of Aquaman, you want to be an Aqua the band. The next step is like Barbie Girl. It's going to be the 2021 theme. So I think you could rock that hairstyle.
You mean shave my head like the dude in Aqua? Yeah. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Let's go party.
Yeah.
It's that and the Candyman.
No, Dr. Jones is the jam. Is the Aqua jam of choice.
There you go.
What's the song? What is it? Wake up now.
Yeah. Dr. Jones. I keep mixing Aquaman and Prozac just to show our age a little bit.
Fair enough.
Well, guys, it's New Year's. We're jamming it out. We're saying hi to some of our friends. We're just cold calling people. You know, that's how we operate. We cold call Dustin. Dustin, do you have a theme park New Year's resolution? Something you want to do in 2021 at the theme parks? Because we're all hopeful they're going to be open. What's your 2021 New Year's resolution? Let's hear it.
Try to get down to one.
Right.
I think that's the easiest answer because, you know, out of theme park fans, we all want to be in the magic. We want to be in Disney and Universal. We want to be on those attractions. I want a Dole Whip in hand. And I just want to get down there and be, you know, kind of alive again. This year has been a weird year.
Yeah, right.
We've all kind of just survived. I would love to get back down there. Obviously, the whole crossing the border thing gets a little awkward, but sure. I think that's what everyone is going to be talking about on your guys' show. For me, it's just, I want to get down there. I want to be back where you can walk down the street with a churro in one hand, yeah. Dole Whip in another, be aiming towards, you know, the blue milk stand.
I want to be where the blue milk is.
Yeah.
Want to see Chris, Mickey, want to see like him dancing. I don't. It stinks. It's brutal.
But that's where, Dustin, that's where you and I differ. You want a churro in one hand and a Dole Whip in the other, and I want both of those things inside me. I want them both in my tummy forever.
Yeah.
Yum.
I definitely want to be down there. And you know, there's also attractions that you guys all got to go on and I didn't get to.
Yes.
Like Rise or Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railway. Like all those attractions. And obviously I want to get down there and see the Velocicoaster and, you know, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and all this other stuff that we're so excited to see. But, you know, for the time being, it's just being safe and trying to stay as connected as possible to all of our friends who are down there and doing the virtual walkthroughs day to day, you know, 4 or 5 hours long of these walkthroughs. It's great.
We're obviously jazzed to get back there. Miriam is just itching for Disneyland to open up again. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to not only just get back into the magic, but also for 2021, I'm saying this, come on, Tron. Come on, you can do it. You can do this, Tron. You could be there. You could be a part of 2021. Let's get programming, friends. That's what I'm hopeful for. If you're not catching Dustin, you can on the Universal Joint with Jim Hill. How's things going on over there? What's the latest with Jim Hill and you guys over at the pod?
Just a lot of random news coming out of Universal Orlando. There's a new store being built, which is always fun to check out. Nothing on the other side at Universal Studios Hollywood because they can't open.
Right.
But I think the big news coming out of Universal are all of the photos and videos from Super Nintendo World.
Yeah, we've been talking about
that. Oh my God, over in Japan, I want to get there. Everything about that entire thing, from the merchandise to the food to the attractions, the Mario Kart, I want that.
Is that your New Year's resolution for 2021? Japan?
Dude, I just want to get on a plane. Yeah. I want to go somewhere. Yeah. It's cold up here.
No, there's a lockdown. Stay in your office, Dustin. Do the right thing. But I do like your festive Mickey ears that are on a Christmas hat, Santa hat.
Thank you.
Pretty great.
Well, I've got the ears. I've got the dirt from last year.
I love that.
It's not an ugly sweater because Mark did good.
No, Mark bought it. It's a nice sweater. I can't even squeeze into mine. I got to say this. Here's a little piece of information. I don't know if you guys caught this, and I don't know if it's a big deal on making a mountain out of a molehill, but did you guys watch the walkthrough from the guy who made the land?
Yes.
I don't know his name.
Yes, he's so proud. He was so, he looked so sweet and so proud of it. He's just like, and look at this. And he's pointing at everything happy. It's like, could you imagine you created a video game how many years ago? 30 years? Like, how long ago did he create Mario? And now it's
that was
this.
In the 80s, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like walking through Harry Potter world with J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
Or Pandora with, what's his name? James Cameron.
Except he's like mean and mad about all the time.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, then walking through all of Disney World with Joe Rohde.
Well, watching him punch the squares and be like, guys, look at this. Right? He was so pumped. I was like, I love this guy. I want to go there with this guy. Look, I got the key. Yes. It's like, this guy, you've been working on this for years. Yeah, you got the key. But I will say, if you noticed, in his stuff, he said, we're doing this in Tokyo, we're exciting, but it's also coming to California, it's coming to Singapore, and it's coming to Orlando. And I don't think Orlando has been in stone, you know what I mean? Like, there's been rumors and... But it just kind of further note that it's got to be happening at Epic Universe. Even though they haven't announced those lands, I feel like he kind of just did. I feel like he just kind of mini announced that it's going to be there.
I don't think they were at one point, but I think the vast amount of creativity that goes into that kind of a land, you have to put that somewhere where you start from scratch.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would be a mistake otherwise.
We saw what happened with The Simpsons going into where, Back to the Future was. And you need to give certain areas the creativity and the space to grow and flourish. And I think Epic Universe is exactly where it's going to be. Now, have you guys already gone through all your...
You know what?
You're telling me what you want to do in 2021?
We're going to do that at the end, I think. Yeah, I think we have more people we got to call, Dustin. And so, you know, we're going to say a quick bye-bye and say thanks for joining us today. And Dustin, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, guys.
We made it! All right, D Money. We did it. No COVID over here. We're clean. Good stuff. Stayed indoors. All right, D Money. We'll talk real soon, buddy. Have a happy new year, my man.
Bye.
All right.
See you later, guys.
Who's the next victim? Let me get on the phone here. Let me see.
Okay, you give it a call.
I'm going to call Gabriella. You know Gabriella? I want to talk toilets. I want to talk New Year's toilets with Gabriella. Let's see if I can get her. Let's see if we can get... This is... Gabriella, are you there?
Yeah, can you see me?
No, but I can hear you, and that's all that matters on a podcast.
All right. Hey, now can you see me?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. 2021, finally.
We did it, right? No, yeah. We made it. I know. Feels good. And I think we're catching you. Where are you? You look like you're staying somewhere fancy.
Can you see that there's like magic around me? So I'm at Disney World right now. I'm staying at the Yacht Club.
Yeah.
So I'm getting to partake in some of the holiday festivities here at the park.
Amazing.
Really enjoying it. Yes.
I'm loving it.
Have you discovered any fun new bathrooms?
I have, actually. One of my Instagram followers, her name's at Travels with Tenley, I believe. She pointed out to me that in the mess of the Epcot entrance transformation, they've made like an Instagram wall on one of the bathrooms in the front entrance that has these really cool pink stripes on it. So I'm definitely going to be posting pictures of that soon because it's sort of like in the vibe of like the purple wall and the bubblegum wall. And so now bathroom has one. So that's pretty cool.
Gabriella, you got to jump on this and name it. So it's like
the
named,
bathroom wall.
No, pink stripe wall. Pink stripe wall.
Pink stripe wall. Pink stripe wall. I like pink stripe wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, pink stripe wall.
Gabriella wall? I mean, you can call it whatever you want, and it's in stone, and so people have to refer to it.
Bathrooms wall?
Yeah, it's like you're a scientist and you discovered something. Call it whatever you want,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just saying, the new bathroom. That's great. Well, we're so happy to talk festive toilets with you, as always, but we want to talk about New Year's. We're talking about our theme park New Year's resolutions. What's your resolution for 2021 when we're talking about theme parks?
So my 2021 theme park resolution, my goal, which I've gotten a little bit of a head start on this trip because you guys got me thinking about this, is I want to be more intentional about getting pictures of resort bathrooms. So I'm going to try and be strategic with where I make dinner reservations or whatever to try and get into resorts that I have never been to.
Ooh, I like that. So you're going to be a little bit more thoughtful and thorough about your organization plans. I like that. That sounds very official. And you're very efficient when it comes to bathrooms. So I feel like that's
on
brand.
In and out, in and out.
That's right. That's right. You know, how close these stalls are together? How many steps does it take to get to the sink? Is it a warm dryer or is it sheets? There's a lot to deduce. And I think you're very economical in doing so. So this sounds on brand. I got to say, I see like a boat over your shoulder. So you're staying in the Yacht and Beach. It's pretty fancy. Can we get a quick room tour? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Is that a lot to ask?
Yeah, let me see.
I've never stayed at Yacht and Beach.
So I'll start in the bathroom.
Take it.
Since this is not a visual medium, I don't feel too bad showing our messy bathroom because one of the COVID protocols is that they're not doing housekeeping.
Yeah.
Which totally makes sense. So now we have to take care of our own stuff.
Are they at least giving you the kickback of money? Are they at least giving you whatever it was, the
$10? You know, I really don't think that's what they're doing.
No.
And so, you know, and we got a nice little balcony over here.
How elegant.
It's very nice. And they've been playing Christmas music too.
Oh, that's nice.
Just outside the little sitting area where I was located.
Oh, that's nice.
They've been playing
and you've had some pizza
tunes outside our holiday window, which we got pizza for dinner. One of our COVID boundaries is that we don't do indoor dining, and so outdoor dining is severely lacking at Disney. And so tonight we're just like, we're tired of trying to make that work. We're just gonna order pizza.
That's great. Well, that's all right. And are you celebrating with your family right now?
So I'm with my in-laws. Yes.
You're with your in-laws. Nice.
Yeah.
Your family.
So we're doing
wink. Yeah,
Christmas
yeah.
A little early. Yes. Yes. It's my niece's first Christmas. Wanted to do it upright at Disney World. Yeah.
Oh, well, that is so beautiful. I love it. Well, Gabby, I called you Gabby. Should I? That was rude.
That's okay. No, that's
I'll circle back. No, I'll edit this. Well, well, Gabriella, I got to say, thank you so much for joining us on our special New Year's pod. We wanted to just check in. It was a great year because we got to meet great new friends like yourself and learn about.
Thank you, likewise.
Yeah, thank you. And learn about toilets and other things. It's beautiful. It's a really beautiful thing. Well, we're definitely going to connect really soon. Maybe some toilet trivia is on the horizon.
Love that plan. Thank you guys so much for having me. Happy New Year. Can't wait to ring in 2021. And this is a great year because I met you guys.
Aww, Gabriella, that's the best. All right, well, I hope everyone in the family and your in-laws have a great celebration on property. I hope you get on a yacht. That's what I hope. Get on,
yeah,
you're there.
That'd be pretty cool.
Right? Yeah, totally. All right, we'll check you out soon. We're going to call some other randos and see what's what.
All right.
All right, happy new year, Gabriella.
Happy new year.
Bye-bye. Bye. Aw, she's awesome. I love talking toilets all day long. It's my favorite thing. All right. Who do you want to...
I'm calling Matt. Are you calling Matt?
Yeah, I want to call Matt Yipchuk. You think he'll answer? This is the last call I'm doing, though. No more after this one.
I love this guy.
This is a short episode. Let's see. Is he going to join us? Matt, you there?
I am.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
I love the glasses.
I'm a snowman.
Yeah, amazing. For our listeners, it looks like Matt is wearing... I'm going to screen cap this.
Yeah.
Is that okay? I'm going to screen cap this.
Get
one second.
I want to put ears on if you're going to do that.
Oh, and I got nothing. I look like a bumpkin.
You are a bumpkin.
I got nothing near me.
Matt's commitment to holding this pose is the best. Okay, here we go. In 1, 2, 3. Got it.
I love it.
I love your glasses. Are awesome.
They're so great. Matt.
For our listeners at home, Matt is absolutely wearing Frosty the Snowman themed glasses. It's a carrot nose, snowflakes around the eyes, and a little top hat.
Top hat.
Yes.
Top hat's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yep, resting on the eyes like all the best top hats do.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Why do I feel like you have a collection of these glasses, Matt? Why do I feel like you have more?
Because I do. They're in the vault, though, so I can't go get them right now. It requires combinations and keys and
quite mysterious. I like it. Well, Matt, happy New Year's, buddy. We're so glad you could join us on the show. We just thought we'd cold call some of our friends and some new people we met in 2020. And we've had you on the show like a gazillion times because we've really enjoyed you. So I'm going to start with saying thank you, man. Thanks for being a part.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for the invite.
Of course, man. We love your stuff. And I got to tell you, you're really interested in so many things, which are so cool. Princesses, Funkos. It's pretty rando. It's great. But today we're talking about New Year's resolutions in the theme parks. And maybe I thought you would have like a really cool theme park New Year's resolution. What's your plan for 2021?
So my plan for 2021, I want to just dive deeper into learning more about the sea lore, the society of explorers and adventurers. Because that's something that I've just really gauged a lot of interest in this year. Because I started doing a couple of videos over on my YouTube on Teacup for One.
Plugging it.
So yeah, I have a whole like small series that I want to push even further in the new year about how I believed it's been a little... debunked since Disney announced all their projects for like the next 20 some odd years, but I still hold true to the theory that there is going to be a live action cinematic universe based on Disney park rides that are based in sea lore, and I just want to be ready for that. I want to dive in and like find out what all the backstories are to those amazing rides that I kind of already know the bare basics of, but when you go really deep into like the Seekapedia, I don't know if that's what it's called, but there's some version of Wikipedia.
It is
the
now.
Society of Explorers and Adventurers. It is now.
Yeah.
I hope they change it. But yeah. I want to learn all about those rides and the backstories propelling those incredible experiences.
So
where are you going to start? Is there a book or something? Or is there?
You pretty much just have to go into depths of the internet that you don't know exist until you need to find them. It's like Narnia. Like it just shows up when you need it to.
You gotta look in my wardrobe.
Yeah.
So is this rumor or is this some iota of fact? Have you heard things? Like what? Come on, give us the dirt, insider Yipchuk.
It's all rooted in speculation. At least for me, the seed of the idea came because people were speculating that the Jungle Cruise movie that is now pushed to 2021 was going to at least reference or mention sea in some capacity. Mm-hmm. And then people started speculating, well, does that mean that there could be more movies? Could there be a cinematic universe? And then that's the kind of fan theory that I would just dive right into. So I started looking around online for people making videos about it or writing articles. I couldn't find a ton. So I decided I'm going to be that person. But with that came the caveat, if that's the right word, of having to like learn a lot of stuff on my own instead of people just telling it to me.
Yeah.
So I've explored Jungle Cruise and Tower of Terror and Haunted Mansion a little bit, but there's so much more. Like, I want to dive into Expedition Everest. And
what's the sea connection a lot of cool stuff there in Haunted Mansion? I don't know that.
Ooh, it's very small. It's okay. Very slight. Mm-hmm. So the connection in Haunted Mansion is that Constance Hathaway's fifth and final husband, George, the one who owned the mansion,
is the brother of Harrison Hightower.
Hightower.
Cool.
That's cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a very, very fine line connecting those dots, but I'm capitalizing on it.
And so we're assuming that in the Jungle Cruise movie, they're going to talk about Albert Falls is the hope.
They have to.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because wasn't he one of the, he was one of the original too. Isn't he one of the original members of C? Like he's like an OG C member.
Really far back, to Da Vinci and beyond. Oh, actually, no, sorry. They're honorary members. So yes, I think he might've been one of the inaugural.
Oh, I got to tell you, I'm excited for 2021 Teacup for One, the Disney C edition, the Sea Club, whatever it's called. Adventure
Sea Club. I'm just making it up.
The Seaverse. I like it. I'm pumped for it, man. That's really cool. Because, it is. First of all, they're original stories, which really get me excited. And they're already integrated and sprinkled throughout every park. So, I hope they raise this whole thing up and they do something with it. But if you know something we don't know, man, you got to tell us.
I'm not at liberty to say. I don't want Mickey to come after me.
Oh, my goodness. Matt's got connects. He knows somebody.
I also just want to say I really like, Matt, your commitment to the glasses on top of another pair of glasses. Matt has his actual glasses that you use to see underneath the Frosty the Snowman decorative glasses.
Everybody on this Zoom call is so festive except me. I feel like Miriam just threw on her ears. They look awesome. I got nothing.
You're festive in your heart.
My heart is festive. I got nothing.
Change out.
Oh, man, this is embarrassing. I got a snow globe here.
I appreciate the snuggly reindeer. Oh, snow globe. That's fun, too.
Yeah, it's something.
It's fun.
All right, so we talked New Year's resolutions, Matt. And, reflecting on 2020, it's been a weird year, huh?
It has. It's been the weirdest of years.
Right?
I would say for everyone in the world.
Pretty much, right? And so we're hopeful that, our listeners and friends and everyone out there is having a safe New Year's with their family and friends. Just playing it smart. Let's get into 2021 healthy and hopeful and, positive for a really great year. Matt, what do you got cooking for your New Year's plans? I know it's probably a different one than most years, but what do you got cooking?
I am going to be sitting at home watching something entertaining that has yet to be picked. So some kind of film whilst indulging in something tasty. Okay. And it's the first New Year's in years that I haven't had to work. That's kind of exciting in some ways.
Oh, right. Of course. Yeah. You've had to work probably forever. Yeah. Okay. So, all right, let's play a game here. Let's play it like Mad Libs. Okay. So each of us get to pick something for you to watch and a food for you to eat. All right.
I love this.
Yeah. So this we're pitching, let's call it pitching New Year's, all right?
Okay.
All right. So this New Year's, Matt is going to watch blank and eat blank. Here we go. Mark, you want to go first? You're the improviser.
Okay, sure. I'll go first.
Yeah.
Matt, this year I pitch to you, perhaps consider watching Godmothered on Disney Plus and having cookie nachos.
That's a thing?
No, I just made it up right now. Cookie nachos. So you get a bunch of cookies, different flavors of cookies. Uh-huh. And then you get some those mini marshmallows and some pretzels and some Smarties or M&Ms or whatever kind of like candy that you like. And you sprinkle those on top. And then you put like a layer of whipped cream or icing. You know what? Yeah, you heat up some icing, right? And you pour that on top the way you would like queso cheese or whatever.
Ooh,
and that's on top of the realm of cookies that you've put on a platter. And that's cookie nachos. And you eat those while you watch Godmothered on Disney Plus.
I kid you not. I did one of those two things last night.
I'm banking on Godmothered, I think.
I have to keep the mystery alive.
I know. how many cookies do you have in your home? I guess during the holidays, this would be the time when you would have an assortment to have the nacho experience.
True. I bought cookies for a Funko photo shoot the other day. So I do. I have a fresh supply of cookies.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and pitch you your New Year's. How about watching the original Matt, on New Year's, you will be watching the original Star Wars Christmas Special Life Day from 1979, I want to say, 77, 78.
Why would you do that to somebody?
Yeah, and you're going to be eating... it's New Year's. What are you getting? You're gonna be eating. You're gonna be eating Chinese food. You're gonna be having some dumplings, and you're gonna be having some fried rice, and maybe you're gonna be having some kind of like mooncake, some kind of delicious dessert. I feel like you're a cultured dude. I think you're gonna have like a very cultured meal. It's because it's special. I don't think you would just eat something. I think you would eat something distinctively international because you're that kind of guy. That's how much I respect you, Matt.
Oh, thank you. And you. I would say the same for you and your food choice.
I tip my tiny hat to you, sir.
If I may, though, if I may make a recommendation, don't order the fried rice when you have a chow mein option. That's all I'm saying.
I'll take the fried rice, but no.
I've always gone for the fried rice.
Yeah. I've never had chow mein because I always go for the fried rice.
I mean, I'll eat chow mein. I'm not dumping on chow mein. If I just have a choice, I'll go fried rice. Especially if it's like a pork fried rice. I love me a pork fried rice, man.
Right. Well, hey, listen, different strokes.
Yeah. Yep. You got your pitch ready for Matt for New Year's?
I do. So I feel like 2020 was maybe bad for a reason. And I think, Matt, I think some traditions were probably broken and that's what happened, right? So I'm going to make sure that the traditions like come back this year so we have a better year. So if we're doing this Arizona style, then you have to have a lucky tamale for dinner. Mm-hmm. And then you also have to watch Rudolph's Shiny New Year because I think there was no happy New Year's baby this year to make 2020 happy. So we're going to fix that in 2021 with Rudolph's Shiny New Year. And at midnight, you're going to eat 12 grapes for luck on the stroke of midnight.
That's a thing? 12 grapes?
That's an Arizona thing? Grapes at midnight?
No, I think that's Mexico, but we do that here too.
Yeah, proximity, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right on.
So that's my pitch to you is acceptable. Let's get some luck and tradition back in to make 2021 better.
Well, Matt, you've had three solid pitches, buddy. You got to pick one now, man.
Oh, you're right. Well, okay. I want to watch something I've never seen. The only thing I've never seen and have never heard of is Rudolph's Shiny Red New Year nose. Is that what it's called?
Rudolph's Shiny New Year? Rankin-Bass?
Is that the same as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or is it a sequel?
It's a sequel.
There's a sequel?
But it's the same animation company. Yeah.
Okay, well that's
clearly winning. And there's a Happy New Year, baby. And Father Time.
Okay, well, Father Time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I clearly have to watch that while we're counting down time. That's fantastic. And for the meal, I really just want to mush all of them together. I want Chinese cookie nachos sprinkled with grapes that I can eat periodically upon each stroke of midnight.
I think the idea is you can only pick one package.
Oh,
the Miriam experience, the Mark experience, or the Bondo experience. So it sounds like you're taking the Miriam experience.
Okay. Listen, okay, tamales.
In that case, I have to go for the Mark experience because I want those cookie nachos. Godmothered Waltz, not the greatest movie of all time. Cute enough to merit maybe a rewatch.
Nice.
I give up the cookies to not watch that movie again. Yeah, I don't want to watch that movie again. Thank you very much. And, you know, you obviously know our opinion after we reviewed that show. We reviewed that flick together, Matt. Come on. So for the 11th day of 12 days. I know. Come on, man. I know. It's New Year's. You're having a party, right? You're having a good time. All right, friends. Well, hey, it was so great, Matt, to hang out, to jump in again during our celebration of the holidays. We're going to say goodbye now. And hey, have a happy New Year's, homie.
Thank you. You too. Happy New Year's.
All right, friend. Well, we'll see you real soon.
Why? Because we like you.
Knows the show.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Not the Mickey Mouse song.
No. It's just... All right, buddy. See you soon. Well, that was nice to see a little Matt Yipchuk. To have a little New Year's greeting after we spent a good amount of time with Matt reviewing Godmothered, which he loved, I would even say. He really enjoyed that one. Okay, guys, one more rando call. Can I do one more rando call before we wrap this up? Are you guys cool with that?
Yes, of course. Okay. What are you talking about?
Who do you want to call? Who do you want to call? Let's call a fan. Let's call like a super fan. Pick somebody. Okay. Who?
You pick.
Let's do Forever Mickey's.
Forever Mickey's? Oh, that's Ryan. Okay, I'm calling Ryan. Let's see if we get him. California. Are you there, California? Paging Ryan. Ryan Bates. Are you with us, Ryan Bates?
Hello.
Ryan, we found you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's almost time. Time to get rid of this year.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, you said
yes,
it.
Please.
Ryan, this is the first time we've ever had you on the show, but yes. We know that you're not only a fan of the show, but you're also a cast member, and you work at probably my favorite restaurant, Goofy's Kitchen. Merry Christmas.
Yes, love it.
It's the greatest. None of this meet the character once and they kick you out. No. You meet the characters over and over and over again. It's the greatest. And now I have an inside hookup.
Plus Mickey Waffles.
Yes, thank you. Oh, yes. Mickey Waffles.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. So thank you for coming on. I know it was out of the blue and we just called you. I don't know what you're up to. You're probably enjoying a New Year's celebration. Speaking of which, what do you got going on for New Year's? What's the big plan this year?
You know what? Actually, the big plan is to watch the ball drop so that way I can make sure 2020 leaves. I want to see it happen. Send it packing.
And you want to watch the second it's gone. Right.
Yeah. So it's essentially a confirmation of ending this year. Very good.
That is correct. Yeah.
I just imagine that ball hitting the bottom and it's like 2021 and I'm sitting at home and I just go, good. And I turn the TV off, go to bed.
I mean, that's my aesthetic right there. I'd probably
So I'm sure Ryan will make sure everybody knows that the year is over. I saw the ball. I can confirm it's done.
It's gone.
This is great. I mean, I know this is not the most traditional New Year's and it's kind of funky, but we're talking about New Year's resolution as per the theme parks and maybe what our resolutions would be. So Ryan, what's your New Year's resolution in the theme parks?
My New Year's resolution, I guess, would probably be to have more gratitude for everything that's in the parks. We take so much of it for granted because, you know, down here on our side, Disneyland's still closed. When it opens back up, I just want to savor every churro. I want to be able to walk down Main Street and really enjoy it, not take it for granted. I mean, it's a little bit different when you're a cast member and you get to go all the time. You kind of get to expect it. I'm not going to do that this year. I am going to really, every attraction, every show that they can do, I'm here for it. And really appreciate the cast members too. I mean, not just myself. Obviously, I appreciate myself. Every cast member that I come across, because so many of our journeys ended this year, I want to really, really savor the ones that are still there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, for like, sure.
Just really remind myself what the magic means to me.
Yeah.
I gotta say, this was the best last call because that's a beautiful answer, Ryan. Everyone else is like, I don't know, I'm gonna go to Star Wars. That was really.
I do want to go to Star Wars. I love Star Wars. I'm not turning that down.
No, it's really beautiful, and to hear that from a cast member, it is really special. And yeah, you don't know what you have until it's gone, right? So it is a beautiful thing. That even that you have an opportunity to like work and live in the magic, right? It's pretty impressive and amazing. How long have you been with the company?
I've been there a couple times. This current stint, I've been here. I make it sound like a prison sentence. This current stint, this current dime. I've been there since last June. Okay. I've been with Goofy's Kitchen, and it's so much fun. I get to goof around all day. I mean, it's perfect. So
in contrast to like Chef Mickey's, it is a very like fun and vibrant and far more intimate experience than Chef Mickey's, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that from people who've gone to both coasts. We're a smaller restaurant, so the characters are right there with you. They're hanging out with you. They're making sure your food is good. So
yeah, because I went to Chef Mickey's just recently, March. Recently when the park was open. Sorry. Before
Chris.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, March 2020 was 5 years ago.
That's true,
for clarity. Yeah.
Fair.
And yet fair. Also 5 minutes ago.
Right.
Oh my gosh, it's very upsetting.
Time is a pre-COVID construct, really.
But so going to Chef Mickey's after going to Goofy's Kitchen is a letdown, without a doubt. It's just not anywhere near as good. And I think I talked about it on a segment, Is It Worth It? So
I think you did.
Yeah. So we're excited to get down to the parks as soon as we can. And I'm hopeful that this bad boy opens up again. I don't know. What would your spitball take, Ryan, as someone who works there and is living in California? What do you think this is going to turn around?
Okay, well, I'm going to say, I got to put out there that I am not saying this in any official capacity of the Walt Disney Company. There, yes. I protected myself. It doesn't sound like it's going to happen until the vaccine becomes a little more widespread, a little more common for the common people. So I could say common people. I mean, like, people who aren't high risk.
No, us.
Who aren't
yeah.
Yeah. the lowly folk like us.
The plebs.
I have to say, if I were to guess, I'm guessing May at the earliest.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's the long con right now. It's just, you got to be in it to win it. We got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bummer because, you know, we have a lot of friends who aren't working right now, and it's a real bummer. But we're hoping that this thing opens up as quickly as it can and we can get back to the magic.
Yeah. And I know that Disney's trying. They're trying the best they can with what they have. You know, I was just there actually at Downtown Disney today. I was down on Buena Vista Street and checking out some of the decorations. You know, they're putting up decorations throughout Downtown Disney. They put some up on Buena Vista Street and they're doing what they can. So
that's nice to
hear. Did you get to have a Disneyland churro at Buena Vista Street?
No, right now food's shut down too.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah. So, but I took pictures of the churro cart, which I will be posting soon.
Yes,
so.
There you go.
I can have an imaginary churro. So
I like that.
Well, it's 2021 is just about here. We're celebrating our New Year's. Ryan, I'd love to get you back on the show in 2021 and do like an Ask a Cast Member segment. Would that be all right?
Oh, I'm absolutely here for it. I'll let you in on all the little secrets.
We got to know them. We got to know. I want you to take all the dirt and make a pile of dirt and get ready to bring that dirt.
I am going to make a dirt and then make a little flag and stick it on top and it'll say dirt.
So. You labeled it. Love it.
Yes.
Can't wait for that. Well, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us today, to giving us a little bit of insight about what's going on down there in Cali and sharing your very beautiful theme park New Year's resolution. Is very kind of you.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. I hope 2021 has to be a better year for everyone. It can only go up. So.
Oh my gosh, I hope so.
Yeah. Cheers to that. So guys, now it's just the three of us, the three amigos. Do you want to talk about our New Year's resolutions at the theme parks?
Sure.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I resolve to get another annual pass in 2021. and
you don't want to use it again?
Yes, and not go at all. I'm going to somehow renew my annual pass and not go even once next year.
No.
Oh, it's the worst.
That's my New Year's resolution.
Oh, it's so sad. Oh.
It's okay.
They got to do something for you, man. They got to do something. Oh, brutal.
No, I think it's too late for them to do something.
But when did you get it? In February?
March.
March. Didn't they add a month?
Yeah, they did. They added a couple. They added some time to it for sure.
Yeah.
So my annual pass is done in September now, I believe.
So maybe.
You got maybe. Time. You got maybe. Time to get there.
I got time to renew my annual pass in September and not go for another all through 2022.
There you go.
You got to go. It's the anniversary. You got to be there. Miriam, what's your theme park New Year's resolution?
So my theme park New Year's resolution, so the Star Wars run that I was going to participate in April got canceled. But my resolution is to still do the virtual run in Disney World with at Bodies by Beignets. We're still going to go. So that's my resolution. And I'm actually going to run it because I did toy with maybe not running it and taking pictures of them while they did.
you were going to walk it? Take photos?
No, I was going to make them run in a 1 mile loop and just take photos. And they said, no.
Well, I think that's great. I think you should run it. I think it'll be fun. It's just a 5K, right? No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it. You can do it. You can achieve anything if you put your mind to it in 2021.
I believe in you.
Yeah, same.
Thanks. Maybe I'll walk it.
You jog a little bit, you walk a little, whatever. You do whatever.
Or it's... I was like, can't we count it in the parks? Like, we'll for sure walk a 5K.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Bring your step counter and it's legit.
There you go.
My New Year's resolution at the theme parks is to... I'd like to go there without my children. I'd like to go there, even just have a day or two without my kids, so I can really nerd out and take all the pictures that I want to take, and like just check out all the little nooks and crannies that my kids don't care to see. You know, we're too busy changing a diaper, or someone's starving, or someone dropped their ice cream cone and I got to get a new one, or one person got a toy and the other kid didn't get one, so I got to go back and get another one, and then the first one breaks, so I got to go back and get a third one, you know, that kind of stuff. But then I'd still like to go with my kids too, because I love it. I love every time they see something new, enjoy something new. It's a different kind of gratification, you know? Like the time my kid went on in Tokyo, went on Space Mountain, she was 3 years old. Man, I lost my mind. I was like, that's three and a half. I was like, that's legit. She didn't come off crying. She was like, I don't think I like it. But yeah, I did it, Daddy. And I was like so proud of her. Anyway, that's my New Year's resolution. Kind of a lame one, but that's what you get. That's 2020 is just lame. That's what you get, guys. It is what it is.
Would you go with your wife? Just you and your wife? Or are you looking for a solo trip?
I'm not a solo trip person. I really admire you guys that can do the solo trips. I don't know. I like being around people. Yeah, I don't know. I think my wife has resigned to, Chris, we're not going to Disney on the next trip. We're going to like Jamaica or something, somewhere hot and comfy that has a kids club. And then maybe we'll go to Disney again. So I think it's going to be, I'm going to tell you, this is my prediction. I think me and Mark are going to go meet up with Miriam and go to California. That's my prediction for 2021. And maybe something on the East Coast a little bit after that.
I got a whole group of people that want to go to Disneyland. Like, there is a crew ready to go because of that Marvel land opening up, the Marvel campus. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people I know who haven't seen Galaxy's Edge yet are more interested in seeing the Marvel stuff. Yeah. So that'll be the trip as opposed to going to Florida. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, there are people that are like, they've got the money in the bank and they're like, ready to go.
Let's do it.
As soon as it opens, they're like, we're heading over. We're all going. So it might be a party. Miriam, you might be hosting a whole bunch of weirdos.
A lot of weirdos coming your way. Get ready.
Okay. I'm very good at it. Yeah. I know all of Disneyland's secrets.
I thought you were going to say, I know all the weirdos.
All the Disneyland weirdos. All right, friends. Well, this was our New Year's episode. Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. It's been a whole year. We've been doing this podcast for a year and a half, and we're so happy that you've been here with us. Thank you for continuing to listen to the show and being a part of our community. Please reach out anytime. Say hi. We want to hear from you. And before we go, we have some other friends that wanted to stop by and wish us Happy New Year and give us a sense of what they got going on this New Year season. You guys want to say Happy New Year to everybody?
Nah.
No? Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks, Miriam. Optimistic Miriam. All right, friends. So check us out in the new year. We're going to take a bit of a break. You're going to see us back a little bit into January, and we'll be back with more shows and new content for you. But for now, we're going to take a break and wave goodbye and hear some of our friends saying Happy New Year to us here at the We Like Theme Parks family and all of you in our community. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, We Like Theme Parks podcast. It's your best guest of all time, Marty Adams. Just wanting to leave you a little voice note to say I love you all. Your podcast is the greatest, and Happy New Year. And you know, if I could go back and relive one year in the history of my life, I gotta say it would be hands down 2020. My goodness, just honestly the best. I had a really great year this year, and man, oh man, I wish I could just Groundhog Day the crap out of 2020. Instead of one day, though, all of them, all the days, 365 of them. I have to recheck that math, but I'm pretty sure that I learned that in school. Okay, love you guys. Happy New Year! This is Marty Adams.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Fran.
The gang over at We Like Theme Parks want to know what our theme park resolution is for 2021.
You mean besides actually getting to a theme park next year?
Yeah, I think that's number one. Okay, so then what's our New Year's resolution? What are we going to do in 2021?
How about we ride Astro Orbiter together?
For what? A comedy show? We can record it for YouTube so everyone can laugh at us? A year after no exercise, there's no way we're getting in and out of those things.
Yeah, that might not be the best idea. How about this? We visit and watch Muppet 3D 12 times in a row. A baker's dozen.
How about we ride the Millennium Falcon 12 times in a row?
No, that's going to make me too sick. Nope, no way, no how. So we're not getting too far with this.
Well, how about our resolution is to do another coast-to-coast adventure then?
Well, now you're talking. I think that's the best resolution we can have. Although, our resolution's supposed to be, you know, like diets and exercise and things you don't achieve.
No, we're going to eat all the snacks everywhere we go. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, deal.
Okay, cool. Well, Happy New Year, Miriam, Chris, and Mark.
Yes, Happy New Year and all the best for 2021 from your friends Carrie and Fran over at the Pixie Dust Fan Podcast.
Happy New Year, we like theme parks. This is Dale Boyer, your wild card, wishing you the best 2021. I have a Disney resolution myself. I thought I would share it with you. My resolution this year is to trade back all of my fancy expensive pins that I gave to my 6-year-old to put on her lanyard this year. It's locked down, they're safe in the house, but still, it's gonna be my 2021 to get those pinned back onto my own lanyard. Love you all. Happy New Year. Good night.
Hey, y'all. Happy New Year to Chris, Miriam, Mark, and everyone in the We Like Theme Parks community. I hope everyone had a real happy holiday. I think my theme park resolution for 2021 will be to make it to Nomad Lounge at least twice on every trip this year. Wait, it's supposed to be something that we don't already do? Huh. Okay, I guess then it's to get more of our family down to the parks, both to Disney and Universal, to see our moms there again, and to get some family there that we haven't brought before. But only if they'll go to Nomad Lounge with me.
Hey everybody, it's past guest and host of Born on This Day, Amanda Barker, alongside
Marco Timpano. And Amanda, we don't just like theme parks.
No, we actually really love them, as you all well know, because so do you. But Marco, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
You know, I have a couple of resolutions, Amanda. One is to listen to more podcasts. Two, always subscribe and rate and review We Like Theme Parks and give it a 5-star.
Yep, that is a very good resolution. I'm going to go a little bit more micro.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that actually my New Year's resolution is once I am able to, I'm going to do a road trip and go to Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what? I cannot wait to get on a roller coaster, to eat some candy floss, and to take a big bite out of a candy apple or a turkey leg.
So if you don't know what candy floss is, it's a very old Britishy way of saying cotton candy. Because Marco, unbeknownst to many people, but not you if you're a listener of his podcast, The Insomnia Project, is an old British woman.
Trapped in an Italian man's body. Listen, I just want to wish everyone a happy new year and all the best for 2021.
We both do. Thanks so much for your support, for listening, and we hope to come on back and we'll battle it out talking about Disney Springs and so many other places.
We love you, Bondo, Mark, Miriam, everyone else who's made a We Like Theme Parks a possibility.
We're so happy to be part of this family. We love you.